Hi, I'm Heather Dale, and this is the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Show number 589. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster out of Atlanta, Georgia. This podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artist to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all of the artists in the show notes, along with show times, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And hey, bands, I'm looking for new music and stories in 2023. To submit your Celtic band, just complete the permission form at 4celts.com. That's the number 4celts.com. www.theirishcelticmusicpodcast.com. You'll also find information on how to submit a story behind one of your songs or tunes. So today we are featuring Celtic rock. And the show, first off, was introduced by Heather Dale. Heather Dale, I got to meet at Gefilk once again. I've seen her a few times, but I had a wonderful time visiting with her at Gefilk. I sat down to do an interview, and it didn't quite come out because of the sound issues. There was a lot of talking in the area. So we're going to do an interview. She and I are going to do an interview to get some stories in the very near future. But I'm really excited to share one of the stories for the track that, you know, introduced me to her music, which is Mordred's Lullaby, which is coming up in just a moment. But first, we started the show off with the Rumjacks Through These Iron Sights. It's from their album Hestia, and they have two new EPs out, one with Flatfoot 56. So hopefully I'll get some of their music, new music on the show as well. Now, again, as I said, I was talking with Heather Dale, and she had a great story behind Mordred's Lullaby, and I'm so excited to share it when it's ready, but I just didn't have her scheduled for this show. And then I was like, well, it's such a great song. She's on the Secret World of Celtic Rock compilation that I put out years ago, this track. And so why not just play her? So this is Heather Dale with Mordred's Lullaby from her album, The Trial of Lancelot.
The only one that scratched my seven. the delicious. My little lady gives me tasty little kisses. I'll keep up on Mabel, the stamina's vicious. 7 rounds of her would be incredibly ambitious. It's fun to do, and two, it's you and me, and three, let's just free pour, and four, a few more alive, and five, I'm thrive on Nancy, six, I think she makes a meal better, and seven, seven, I can't wait to snatch her feet. I have grace, I have wit, I am praised by the seven beer itch. Let's get tight. We'll be right back.
and he did beckon me. And down corridors of cold, dark concrete, and my rusty, unhinged mind told me that I'd had my time. I sealed my fate as I pushed on through the door. Standing at the foot of my bed was the guest most commonly seen, Patrick James Whelan, accused of the killing of Thomas and Darcy McGee. And he took me by the hand as we struck up the band, danced hand in hand with the spirits we drank, and it went to our heads. Thought to our rooms instead, rather ending in the yard where we laid down in our beds. Oh, lead me west to White Alice, Alaska, or if you please, to Ukraine's reactor number 4. And to save myself from falling surely to my death, grabbed iron bars worn smooth from the hands of many a guest. The ghost most commonly seen, Patrick James Whelan, hung for the killing of Thomas and Darcy McGee. And he took me by the hand as we struck up the band, danced hand in hand with the spirits we drank. Rather ending in the yard where we laid down in our bed.
left behind. North of Seven is rock and snow and a gravel ride on a lonely road. Streets of heaven are paved with gold and the road to hell is paved with souls. Someone loves me, this I know, somewhere down the lonely road. Streets of heaven are paved with gold and the road to hell is paved with souls. Someone loves me.
After Heather Dale was Steel City Rovers with Seven Beer Itch from Grand Misadventures, and they have a new CD called The Deer and Flickering Glow. Then Gary O'Mara with Stealth from Pick and Time Mastered. The Celtic Kitchen Party was after that with the Ottawa Jail song from Lobster Tail and Beer. Then the McDades with The Lonely Road from The Empress. And finally Will McMorran with The Generator from Glen Echo. And yes, we are getting some extra long, an extra long show today, and that's because I added a track I didn't intend to, and the show was already running long because there was a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to put in the show, so I'm sorry. More music for you. All right, and but first, we have some feedback, and I want to hear your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can take a screenshot of your podcast on your phone, and you can send a written comment along with that picture or a picture of whatever you're doing while listening. Email to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. message me on Facebook, or contact me through Mastodon. I'm at KeltFather. Jolina posted on Mastodon, "I want to tell you how much I enjoy your podcast. I've been listening for several months now, and I love the music. Thanks for introducing me to some great Celtic music." You are very welcome, Jolina. Brian McReynolds emailed some photos. "This is Brian McReynolds. What I was doing today while listening was participating in a 5K turkey trot. Your podcast even had me skipping along after the 2 mile mark. Here's a few photos I took during the run." Thank you so much, Brian. Thanks for sending those pictures. "I want to see your pictures too, so keep them coming, y'all." Shell O'Toole responded regarding music books for Celtic guitar. I asked about this a while back, since I don't play Celtic guitar. I play Celtic auto harp. Shell wrote, "Hi, Mark. Two books that were recommended are Celtic Guitar by Glenn Weiser and the Irish Dagda guitar book. I haven't checked out either of them, but they both seem to be widely used. I was listening to show 581 and someone asked about books for Celtic guitar. I'm having a catch-up day. This is the third podcast for the day. I'm up to date again. I also remember to email one of the bands, We Banjo 3, and tell them how I first heard them here, and now I follow them on SoundCloud. I love their sound. The song Hummingbird is superb. Thanks as always for your fabulous show. Is there any way I can make a one-off contribution? I went to Patreon, but I don't want to make a weekly subscription. I'd rather just do a one-off contribution each year. Is that possible? Cheers, Mark. Have an awesome weekend." Thank you, Shell, so much. And if you are like Shell and want to do a one-off contribution, there is a URL. Go to bestkelticmusic.net/donate. You'll find a link in the show notes, the bottom of the show notes. You'll also find a link to buy something in our store to get an extra bang for your buck. So you can get shirts. There's the brand new 2023 Irish and Celtic Music Podcast shirts are currently available, and they will be available until February 10th. If you're not familiar, my store is only open for a limited number of days each month, and I decided I was going to keep at least the shirt available through February 10th. Then it'll be back on our regular merch rotation. Usually at the beginning of the month is when I open up that store. So go check out the store. Follow the link at bestkelticmusic.net/donate. And of course, once you're there, you can find ways to donate through Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, or again, buying something in the store. It's pretty easy, so go check it out. All right, next up, The Elders. Yay! They have a new album out. It is called Well, All Right Then. And this is a track called We Are Same. And I love, I don't know what it is about this track, but I love it so much. It just makes me happy. And even though that phrase, We Are Same, I listen to that phrase and I'm like, it's kind of a weird turn of phrase. But then I hear the song and I'm like, man, I love it. It's great. So here is The Elders with We Are Same.
They are same, only different to you. And don't put people in boxes. Some are wrong, some are right. Some too tired to fight. Some can see all the fools. Others see through the light. We will all walk on just to see where we go. I can hold your hand, you pretend to know. We are same. We are same. people in boxes. Some are wrong, some are right, some too tired to fight. Some can see all the fools, others see through the light. Don't put people in boxes.
Thank you. broken world has wasted years. My hopes and dreams replaced with tears.
Whiskey, scotch, a pint of beer, liquid steel against the fear. I welcome that I chorus kiss and drown in drunken bliss. And drown in drunken bliss. Liquid steel against my fear. I welcome that I chorus kiss and drown in drunken bliss. Whiskey, scotch, a pint of beer. Liquid steel against my fear. I welcome that I chorus kiss and drown in drunken bliss. And drown in drunken bliss.
Got up again and sore sun. about the trivial. Every day I'm just a bit more that way. I believed I was a rock, but the truth is we're all mostly clay. But if I were home at my local, there'd be Jerry at the taps, Tommy three stools down by the door. If I close my eyes for a moment, it's his round and we're slagging like before. The knotted brain of the bar, he sticks on the wall, and the mismatching tile in the jacks. Now I'm thinking of the old songs and leaving, and doubtful I'll be going back. My family only knows scattered stories.
After the Elders came the Tan and Sober Gentlemen with Waterbound from Veracity, and they have a new album out. It's called Regressive Folk Music, and they sent permission to play music, so I should have them back on the show again really soon, so stay tuned for that. Hearthfire was after that with Wasted Years from After the Fall, then Screaming Orphans with John Barleycorn from Sleeve League, then Occam's Razor with The Frenzy of Sweeney from Secrets and Silence, and finally Turf Fire Liars with Home at My Local from Long Memories, Short Fuses. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out at least 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment. You can also vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show, all for as little as $1 per episode. Now, up until this year, starting with this episode, basically, every patron will get music-only episodes, and those are going to come out usually the beginning of the week, like the regular shows used to. So if you prefer the regular shows, you're probably going to want to resubscribe to the podcast or get the app or something. I decided to do this. It saves a little bit more time, and it gives all of our wonderful patrons a way to listen to the music. Normally when I go out running, I will listen to like the Songhenger edition, which was the music only episode. And I would listen to it straight through. And then afterward, I'd listen to the actual show, or sometimes vice versa. But usually is that in that order. And I found that I was getting basically 3 feeds because I'm subscribed to the regular feed as well. And I was getting 3 episodes of the same show each week. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do that anymore. So that's the reason I changed it to music only. But now everyone, for as little as $1 per episode, you can get music only episodes. So if you want to support the podcast, now's a great time. Here is your 3-step plan to support the podcast. Number 1, go to our Patreon page. Number 2, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $10, $300. Make sure to cap how much you spend per month. And number 3 is keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. Special thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, Todd Wiley, J.K., and Shell O'Toole. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. And if you want to travel with me, make sure you check out CelticInvasion.com. We're going to County Mayo in Ireland, and there is still a couple spots available as of recording, so please check it out. It's going to happen the first week of June. And I am looking forward to visiting Clare Island and learning more about the pirate queen, Grace O'Malley, and visiting the pubs in Westport. So I hope you want to come join me. Head on over to CelticInvasion.com. Even if you just want to be entertained, because there's lots of videos and podcasts you can find out about past invasions. Back to the music. Hard Green is up next with Rising on the Moon from Rare Old Mountain Dew.
And come tell me, Sean Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush my book, I'll hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. And come tell me, Sean Farrell, where the gathering is to be. Held the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle out a marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon.
They've labeled me a perfect liar and a vagabond. Sick in the head, drop in the eye. Take me to where the Atlantic meets the sky. Looking for a home, looking for a cell. Over Caribbean waters I have found myself.
Your friends, no enemies. Where you are, it won't take long for smiling a pour from the maid behind the bar. First a pint, then a glass, have a little shot or two. Pick your poison, stay a while until your cares are few. She knows your drink before you sip for you from near or far. You'll never have to make a choice for the maid behind the bar.
Hey!
Soft, her eyes are bright, her pretty smile does not annoy. A slave to none, resist the fun at the altar of our joy. She's the center of your dreams, a cause for every verse and song. You'll never want to leave her side, she's where your heart belongs. Get in line, you foolish man, away with pen and guitar. She is friends with all the boys, she's the maid behind the bar.
Hey!
Late at night when the work is done, does she find a love that's waiting when there is no bar to run? Does she get the care she needs while tending to her flock? Or does she find she's all alone while trying to beat the clock? a drink, and she pulls it from the tap. She cures your pain and stops the rain, so be sure to tip your cap. Don't forget the role she plays in your little worthless life. She will always care for you and rid you of your strife. There is one sin you can't commit, and that's insult the star. So don't you ever raise your voice to the maid behind the bar.
Hey!
After Hard Green came Haggis Rampant with Cork Hill. That's from their album Burly, Haggis Rampant Plugged In. And then Brave the Sea, speaking of pirates, that's from their album A Pirate's Life. The track was Oath of the Seafarer. Jiggy was after that with Silent Place from their album Translate, another amazing track that I just had to put on the show. I just really wanted to hear it. And finally, Clover's Revenge with The Maid Behind the Bar from Truant and Absolution. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and I want to remind you to vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2023. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2023 episode. 2 weeks after the episode is launched, I do compile your votes to update a playlist on Spotify and YouTube, and these are the results of your voting. So you can help these artists out by following the playlist and adding the tracks that you love to your playlists. And of course, follow us on Facebook to find out who is added each week. There's a link to Spotify and YouTube, the new playlists for 2023. They are now available. Also, get Celtic Music News in your inbox. The Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. We are going to finish up the show with Eileen Ivers. This is Chase the Blues Away from her album Scatter the Light. Thank you so much for listening. Back again next week. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Dundee Keltfather and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. You'll get access to our Best of the Year playlist. You can subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's new and happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.